When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
There once lived a lovely charmer, swimming in the Rhine. Her figure was divine. She had a yen for all the sailors, fishermen and gulls and whalers. She had a most immoral eye. They called her Lorelei. She created quite a stir, and I want to be like her. I want to be like that cat. She had the goods and how she could deliver Lorelei. She used to love in a strange kind of fashion, with lots of hey, holy high, hidey high. And I can guarantee I'm full of passion like the Lorelei. I'm treacherous. I'm treacherous, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to bite my initials on a sailor's neck. Each affair has a kick and a wallop, but what they crave I can always supply. I want to be just like that other trollop, the love.
Well, if there's anyone who had the goods and could deliver, it was Sarah Vaughan. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual, sassy NPR station. And we say sassy because that was Sarah Vaughan's nickname. Sometimes she spelled it with a Y, sometimes she spelled it I-E. Who knows? She could be quite whimsical in her way, and certainly she was talented. That cut we heard was from a George Gershwin album she recorded in the mid-50s for Mercury, and throughout her extraordinary career as one of the great voices of the 20th century, she recorded an astonishing amount of Broadway material, so much so that I had to jettison more than half of my playlist today simply to squeeze into 54 minutes. Well, she was born, I think this week, March 27th, 1924, in Newark, New Jersey. And rumor has it, or legend has it, she accompanied a friend to a amateur evening at the Apollo. And she went back the next week on her own and sang and won $10 and got a chance to sing at the Apollo. And by the after the war, mid to late 1940s, her career took off as a singer along with Earl Fatha Hines and his band, and then ultimately with Billy Eckstein. And it was impossible, even though she frankly recorded a lot of kind of junky, obvious stuff, but it was impossible in the late 40s, early 50s, throughout that decade, not to sing songs from the Broadway songbook. There was so much interesting music happening, obviously, out of the city during that period. And here is, as far as I know, her first recording of a Broadway song. It was 1947. on the Musicraft label, and it was a song from a review called Inside USA by Schwartz and Dietz. Eventually it was recorded by Pearl Bailey, but this is a fantastic recording, and then we'll hear another great song from the Golden Age of Broadway, courtesy of our spotlight singer today, Sarah Vaughan.
In the bluegrass, blame the ponies in the bluegrass, hard to complete with galloping feet. Blue dawn, blue moon, only see him in a blue moon. Lost my lover in a blue, blue grass. In the calm, when I should be warm, he can't keep me warm with a racing form. In the cold, guess I lost my home. Ain't as frisky as a three-year-old. Nightmare, daymare, feeling older in the gray mare. Lost my lover in the blue, blue be warm. He can't keep me warm with a racing form. In the cold, guess I lost my home. Ain't as frisky as a three-year-old. Nightmare, daymare, feeling older than the gray. Lost my lover in the blue, blue grass.
In the street called Tin Pan Alley, I've suffered endless wrongs, for I'm the dog who writes in cog all of Cole Porter's Broadway songs. Here's a new one to Bianca, bless her heart and bless her soul. I'll sing it through. Yeah.
the anchor.
The anchor, oh baby, will you be mine?
The anchor.
The anchor.
The anchor.
The anchor. You'd better answer yes. Oh, Papa Spanker.
To win you. The anchor. There's nothing I would not do.
I would gladly give up coffee for Sanka, even Sanka.
Well, that was Bianca, obviously from Kiss Me, Kate. I've never heard it sung as a solo by a woman. She tweaks some of the lyrics. By the 1950s, her career, Sarah Vaughan's career, was ascending rapidly. She got a recording contract with Mercury, and she recorded some Desert Island Discs. One is called Hit Songs from Great Shows, two albums, two LPs, conducted by Hal Mooney with the greatest of Rodgers and Hart, and Irving Berlin, Harburg and Arlen. You name it, it is a great, great album. And here is one of my favorite songs, renditions ever of anything. Sarah Vaughan singing a late 1920s song by Rodgers and Hart called A Ship Without a Sail. And so we'll have a Rodgers and Hart doubleheader. She really got these songs better than anyone. All right, I'll shut up. Here's Sarah Vaughan.
And I don't really care. I go to this or that place. I seem alive and well. My head is just a happy place. My breast and empty chest, and I've a faded dream to say. Yeah.
Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's. Stay Valentine.
Well, that, of course, was My Funny Valentine, a song from Babes in Arms that Sarah Vaughan would go on to record many times throughout her career. That was one of the earliest. She managed, as I said, to tackle this immense trunk of Broadway songs, two amazing songs from Kismet we won't get a chance to sing. She did an album with Billy Eckstein of Irving Berlin songs that are a little heavy duty. I think their talents are too immense, baroque for that kind of music. It's a bit like Andre Brouwer and Viola Davis in Barefoot in the Park, to my taste. But by the late 50s, she tackled a little item, a little skit, a little show called West Side Story. And this is in conjunction with Quincy Jones. Here are two songs from that amazing Bernstein Sondheim score.
Beautiful sound he ever heard. Maria, 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 Maria. All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word. Met a girl named Maria,
and suddenly that name will never, never be the same. Maria,
he just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly he found how wonderful a song can be.
up saying, Mary, you.
It's alarming how charming I feel, and so pretty, I hardly can believe it's real. See that pretty girl in that mirror there, who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning, oh so stunning. Feel like running and jumping for joy, for I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy. I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright, and I pity anyone who isn't me tonight. I feel charming, oh, oh so charming. It's the love. So stunning, feel like running and jumping for joy, for love by a pretty, wonderful boy, for love by a pretty, wonderful boy.
Well, if Sarah Vaughan feels pretty, how can we help but feel wonderful? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are celebrating Sarah Vaughan's 100th birthday on Sassy Sizzle's Broadway. Here is a little Alan J. Lerner, Burton Lane tune that she swings live in Japan as only she can.
On a clear day, rise and look around you and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you. With the glow of your feeling outshines every star. You'll feel part of every mountain, sea and shore. You can hear from far and near, well, never heard before. And on a clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever. And you'll see who you are.
Well, next up is our Sammy Davis doubleheader. They never performed together, as far as I know, ever, although they were born a couple months apart and they passed away a couple months apart, interestingly. But listeners who know me and know the Sammy Davis songbook will know what I mean when I say that Sarah is serving up a double helping of Sammy Davis.
Why this feeling? Why this glow? Why the thrill when you say hello? It's a strange and tender magic you do, Mr. Wonderful. That's you. Why this trembling when you speak? Why this joy when you touch my cheek? I must tell you what my heart knows is true, Mr. Wonderful, that's you. And why this longing to know your charms, to spend forever here in your arms? Oh, there's much more I could say, but the words keep slipping away, and I'm left with only one point of view, Mr. Wonderful, that's you. One more thing, then I'm through, Mr. Wonderful.
Signs are shining through the tired trees. Lovers walking to and fro. Everyone has someone and a place to go. Hear the cars go past. They don't even see me flying by so fast. Moving, going who knows where. Only thing I know is I'm not going there. Where do you go when you feel that your brain is on fire? Where do you go when you don't even know what it is?
children calling and a squeal of praise. Music, but a lonely song when you can't help wondering where do I belong?
Night Song from Sammy Davis's Golden Boy, 1964. Song very few women, very few people other than Sammy recorded, but she does that brilliantly with a great little bossa nova beat in the back. Well, I Had a Ball was also a 1964 show. It starred Buddy Hackett and Richard Kiley about a carnival barker, fortune teller or something in Coney Island. I will never devote 54 minutes to I Had a Ball. I promise you that. If I do, I will hang up my cape. But here is the miraculous Sarah Vaughan taking two pretty ordinary songs into the stratosphere in the mid-1960s.
Love was hiding around the corner. This lonely mourner heard the call. Then love found me and put his arms around me. So beat the drums, sound the brass. What a groove, what a guess. Here I come, let me pass a wall of all cottage small. Enchanted Blissville in old New Kissville. Greenest ground is greatest state of all. Last forever, I love it. If it's just a lifetime, what of it? One good lifetime is long enough for singing. Listen, love, I had a ball. A love was hiding around the corner. This lonely mourner heard the call. Then love found me and put his arms around me. So beat the drums, sound the brass. What a groove, what a gas. Here come, let me pass the wall of all cottage small. Enchanted Blissville, old New Kissville. Green is brown is great estate of them all. Lifetime, what of it? One good lifetime is long enough for singing. Listen, love, listen, love, listen, love. I had a ball. I had a
Could make me complete.
Sarah Vaughan recorded a ton of Rodgers and Hart, one Rodgers, Sweetest Sounds from No Strings, and a little bit of Rodgers and Hammerstein. I wish she had done more. Here are two at the alpha and the omega of her career. First, her first Rodgers and Hammerstein song from the late 40s, and then a song she sang in the studio in 1986, some almost 4 decades later.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street. Crocus or rosebud or robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. And that's why
the island. tonight, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you, come away, come away. Belly high, you will whisper on the wind of the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me, your own special hopes, your own special dreams bloom on the hillside and shine in the streams. If you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Valley high, valley high, valley high. Someday you'll see me floating in the sunshine, my head sticking out from a low flying cloud. You'll hear me call you, singing through the sunshine, sweet and clear as can be. Come to me, here am I. Come to me, if you try. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Valley high, valley high, valley high.
Well, we are sadly nearing the end of our Sarah Vaughan 54 Minutes. I want to remind you to make a contribution to WLIWFM.org. If you can, you really should. It's so important to keep this music going. What am I going to close with? Well, I could close with Send in the Clowns, which I think I've done a couple of times before. Maybe we'll save that for a Sarah Vaughan Part 2. Here is a magisterial Gershwin composition. She toured with Michael Tilson Thomas and the Los Angeles Symphony quite a few times towards the end of her life. She died in 1990. Again, I think 5 weeks before Sammy Davis. Incredible. Anyway, here is one of the greatest versions of one of the greatest songs ever, My Man's Gone Now, from Porgy and Bess, performed by the one, the only, Sarah Vaughan.
Footsteps climbing up the stairs.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing
still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.